All right, good morning, good morning. Every Sunday we bring you a prophecy update, scouring the news to see how it lines up with centuries-old Bible prophecies. Jesus told us, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. That's from Luke chapter 17, it's verse 26. One of the frightening characteristics of the days of Noah was that something was happening that altered the offspring being born to human parents. Here's what it says in Genesis chapter 6. Now it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful. And they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. These were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown. Now, commentators are disagreed on exactly what this means, but at least one line of thought is that the sons of God is a reference to the fallen angels, and that somehow this cohabitation of demons with humans led to an alteration of human genetics. Do we see anything like this happening today? Well, we don't necessarily see demons taking wives for themselves, but there is a frightening movement towards altering human genetics. First of all, did you know that you can do genetic engineering yourself at home? As I was researching this, I came across some of these articles that are actually pretty old. One from 2008, posted in the Huffington Post, titled, Do-It-Yourself DNA, Amateurs Trying Genetic Engineering at Home. Here's some excerpts. Using homemade lab equipment and the wealth of scientific knowledge available online, this would be wikidna.com, I guess, hobbyists are trying to create new life forms through genetic engineering, a field long dominated by PhDs toiling university and corporate labs. Many of these amateurs have studied biology in college, but have no advanced degree and are not earning a living in the biotech field. Some proudly call themselves biohackers, innovators who push technological boundaries. Critics of the movement worry these amateurs could one day unleash an environmental or medical disaster. And so your neighbor, late at night in his garage, he's not doing woodworking anymore. He's engineering a new life form. So if he comes over with something that he or she said they baked for you to try, just be a little careful. It's like a real-life science fiction horror movie where some guy in his garage unleashes the final contagion. Now, that article got me looking into, or rather, the article that got me looking into this topic, though, is more recent. It was posted by BBC on September 18 of this year, and it was titled, Will We All Be Tweaking Our Own Genetic Code? Excerpts read like this. About 30 years ago, Professor George Church was one of a handful of people who dreamed up the idea of sequencing the entire human genome, every letter in the code that separates us from fruit flies as well as our parents. His lab was the first to come up with a machine to break that code, and he's been working to improve it ever since. Once the first genome was sequenced, he pushed the idea that it wasn't enough to have one sequence. We needed everyone's. When people pointed to the nearly $3 billion price tag for that first one, he built another machine. Now the cost is down to below $5,000 per genome, and Professor Church says we're quickly heading toward another 10 or 20-fold decrease in price to roughly the cost of a blood test. Helping to develop the machines to sequence the human genome was Professor Church's first big achievement. He's pointing to a bigger goal. Now that reading DNA code is almost simple, he wants to write and edit it too. You could think of this as driving evolution to very rapid rates, Church said, sort of evolution on steroids. Now, while we don't ascribe to the theory of evolution, what he's saying is he's going to change the human race by rewriting the genetic code. I don't know if this is bad or good, but I suspect it's not really going to turn out very well. It never does in the movies, and I don't think it's going to in real life either. Now, all I'm saying is that in the days of Noah, there was something happening that was altering the human race at a genetic level, and today, on a fairly widespread scale, mankind is working in labs and in garages to alter the DNA of the human race. Does anything need to happen before Jesus returns to resurrect and rapture the church? The answer to that question, you know, is no. And that's why I like to end these updates always by saying, get ready, stay ready, keep looking up. Ready or not, Jesus is coming.